she never, she, I thought that the Bible originally, but then she, I remember now seeing that he was on the big board spread out on the back porch, drying out, she taking, putting in the box. And then she knew that she wanted to open the door to let some more news. I don't know if that's how it is. I think that's the difference. Both culture and their culture. Better milk now. We used to shake our milk since, but now that they pure milk out there and cut for the culture, it turned sour without shaking it. And I don't know how to get the point to leave the butter in the milk. Then it don't look like oh, what we used to call flat. The milk would spoil.
Do you ever make any cheese out of that clabber?
Yeah, we can make a lot of cheese out of it. I left my food factory was there. Man, it's good to be milk. But we make a lot of it. We make a lot of it. We get closer. We buy as close as Orlando Berry. I have it sold. For a bottle of it, we make so many gallons of it. When milk started not cheaping, of course, pasteurized milk keeps a lot longer now. They can ship it all the way to Ohio down here now on the train.
Did your mother ever make any bread out of cornmeal or anything?
Yeah, cornbread. Yeah.
Cornbread they put in there would fry along with a fish.
Hush puppies?
Hush puppies, yeah, that's the way they make spike cream. They take that stuff out, it's pretty dry. If they don't want to roll it in the hand, drop it in there with a big pot of fish that the grease is just right, and put the hush puppies in there. Hush puppies have onions and all that in them. And that's really cornbread.
Have you ever seen a kind of cornbread that they cook in with greens or something like that?
No, we never did.
You know what they call something like that?
Put it in greens? I sure do. I think we used to eat cornbread too much.
Yes.
We didn't have, instead of a cereal, take it, cook it loose like we do with grits.